Back now with Day to Day. Plenty of movies are opening today, and to tell us what the nation's critics think of them, here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
I know many of you have started your spring cleaning, and so have some of the studios. An Al Pacino crime drama entitled 88 Minutes opens in wide release today. Maybe it should be called 1,051,200 Minutes, because that's the number of minutes in 2 years, the amount of time 88 Minutes has been sitting on a shelf. Not usually a good sign for a movie. Pacino plays a forensic psychiatrist who receives a death threat with a time limit.
Hello.
You have 88 minutes to live.
What?
You know how long 88 minutes can be, don't you?
These serial killers today, always in a hurry. And not surprisingly, the critics are in a hurry to flee the theater. Entertainment Weekly sniffs a stinker. Variety barks ludicrous in the extreme, and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer warns preposterous, empty-headed, and tedious. Jason Segel, one of the guys from Knocked Up, writes and stars in the raucous romantic comedy Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Segel plays a heartbroken musician who just can't get over being dumped by his famous girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, it's Sarah Marshall from Crime Scene. People are excited that she's here.
She's my ex-girlfriend. We broke up 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Did she see me?
Uh-huh.
Is she coming over here?
Yep.
Overall, the reviews want to remember Sarah Marshall and even maybe stay friends. Variety calls it a solid rom-com. The Austin Chronicle cheers. Segel injects regular bursts of comic genius into the proceedings. And the Arizona Republic finds it hilarious. A brilliant deconstruction of the romantic comedy. And for you action-adventure fans, martial arts legends Jackie Chan and Jet Li team up for the very first time as mismatched roommates. I'm thinking of something else. In the Forbidden Kingdom, Chan and Li play kung fu masters helping a modern teenager who has time-traveled back to ancient China and must find a way to survive and try and get back home.
Are you all right?
Jason, what happened?
He took it! The staff!
The Jade Warlord has sent a bounty hunter.
We are doomed.
Like a 2x4 kicked by Jet Li, the critics are split right down the middle. The Washington Post yawns a phoned-in epic, but Real Views raves maybe the best fantasy story since Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and New York Magazine shouts joyous and exhilarating. You know, I, for one, am so sick of these ridiculous time travel stories. You know, some person's always swept away to some important historical place. Ancient China, the French Revolution, the Wild West. Well, it's a bunch of hooey. One time I was accidentally time traveled, boom. Maple Heights, Ohio, 1954, nothing. It was boring.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and, we'll have to say, a disgruntled time traveler. He lives in Los Angeles.